This is the Whitney Town Advisory Board on March 16th, 2017. Everybody please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair.
Yes?
It's the 16th. Did you say the 17th?
No, 2017.
I just want to make sure.
Yes, March 16th, 2017.
Thank you. Phew! I'm not in trouble.
Let the record show that the entire board is present and accounted for. Are there any staff, county staff, who would like to introduce themselves this evening?
Director of Emergency Planning,
County
Planning.
Cindy Moody, Administrative Services, Commissioner's County Office.
Thank you. Public comment. This is the period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there anybody here for a public comment? Seeing that there is none, next agenda item. Approval of the minutes from March 2nd, 2017.
If there are no changes, I have a motion for approval.
I second it.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? The minutes have passed. Approval of the agenda for March 16th, 2017.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? We have an agenda for this evening. Informational items, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Any informational items? Okay, seeing that there are none. Planning and zoning. We have DR-0138-17- American Alliance Management, LLC, 5725 East Tropicana Avenue. Design review for the following. 1. Vehicle sales. 2. Vehicle rentals, and 3. Vehicle maintenance in conjunction with a retail center on 2.4 acres in the C2 General Commercial Zone, generally located on the south side of Tropicana and 330 feet east of Boulder Highway within Whitney. Is there an applicant here? Please step forward.
Carolyn.
Please state your name for the record.
Good evening.
Dennis Rust, representing the applicant, 522 East Twain. Vegas, Nevada. It's been a while since I've been in front of you guys. No, the application that we've made is, I think you're familiar with the building, right around the corner here. After driving all around, I've been driving right by our building.
Now I know.
What we are proposing to do, this building is sat empty since it was built, and now, thank God, the economy is turning around and we're getting tenants. We want to use it to what we consider the highest and best use, and that is a mixed use of retail, auto sales, and auto maintenance. So kind of a better site plan. Well, if you have something in the back,
just put a lot, I think.
As you see here, we've got future auto sales and rental, future auto sales and rental, future auto maintenance down on this end where we can come in from with a new drive in this way that we're not taking away any landscaping. And then we're putting in a 10-foot wide and an intense buffer of landscaping all along this channel that runs here.
Is that Tropicana there?
Tropicana is this way. Boulder Highway is over here, and that, is it CVS?
Yeah,
on the corner there, yes.
Okay, so right that's there. The dirt lot behind.
That's the dirt lot here that they had previously rezoned for residential, and apparently when everything crashed, that's all been abandoned now. So that, so we're not required at this stage, at this time, to put in the intense landscape buffer or the block wall that the county staff would like us to put in. I'm asking you to waive the block wall requirement for this reason. We put a block wall here on this side of this drainage channel, and let's say they do residential here sometime in the future, and they put a block wall on this side of the channel, it's going to be an invitation for graffiti. Like incredible graffiti all the time. It's going to be a high maintenance, high problem kind of area. And we really believe by putting the landscape, as I've shown on the landscape plan here, by putting the intense landscape all through there with the ground cover all the way down through here, that would mitigate any issue between our building. And the only reason that the landscape buffer, even the block wall, is required is because we have over here a couple of overhead garage doors. Now, there is no display area whatsoever along Tropicana. It's all on the interior. And we're hoping we can get a major automotive retail tenant here on this corner and turn this thing in from being a magnet for graffiti, which is happening in a building that needs maintenance, into a strong anchor on Boulder Highway. So we're asking you to please consider waiving the block wall and allowing us just to put in the heavy landscape buffer along there.
You're
going to
be in both of those buildings?
Yes.
Okay.
You need
retail?
Question. Sorry.
Retail up here on the corner, and I think on our site plan I show what we're fundamentally proposing is like auto sales or rental, U-Haul rental. But again, the U-Haul vans and everything are all going to be back here. The U-Haul trucks will be back in this area. So it'll take something that is existing now and really dressing it up and making it look really positive, but also making it a money producer and tax producer for the county by having us fill this facility with an automotive center. And there isn't any other like this along Boulder Highway, so it's really one of the best, highest and best uses for this entire project according to all of our marketing studies. But again, we're asking you to please waive the block wall that the county would like us to put in, because putting two block walls along this drainage channel, I think it's just going to be begging for massive graffiti and an unsightly situation. We have constant financial strain and headache on my clients to keep that repainting it every weekend. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
We had to have public comment first, and then
sure.
It would be open up to the board. So this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening it to the board for any questions.
You said CVS was right here?
No, right next door.
There's a driveway between
the
two.
Okay, driveway
is this
between.
Not the buildings that are already in existence?
Yep.
Yes, it is. Those
but
buildings are already
not
in existence.
On Tropicana.
They face Tropicana.
Yeah, right, okay.
But not on Boulder Highway.
Gotcha, okay.
And they're empty right now, and they've been empty since they've been built. We want to fill them up. And
I do have a tenant that already wrote the LOI just now for auto parts, which we relocated from another location.
Mm-hmm.
And just to explain to you, this building never been occupied as it since
I know,
built.
It's sat there.
name for the
record?
Oh,
I'm sorry. You're Ben Moshe. I'm the owner of, I'm the applicant. I'm the buyer, which I'm buying that property. And my address is 522 East Wayne Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89169. As I stated, that building never been occupied. And the reason for that is, on Boulder Highway, there's enough vacancies out there for retail. And retail became problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And my specialty is all over town. I do auto service and any service-related businesses. So we decided to come and approach that property, and consider it as an automobile use, service property. And it turned to be perfect. The ceiling is perfect, the height of the ceiling, plus there is no display on Tropicana. So anybody drive by, you wouldn't even tell the difference between that or pharmacy or anything else. Everything gonna be parked right in the center, and we are gonna limit our tenant to parking stuff. So it's not gonna be filled with like a traditional automobile sales that you see 50, 60 cars, but I don't have enough parking for that. So it's gonna be more specialty stuff, like window tinting guy, like auto accessories, auto service, a very light and minor service. And the rest is gonna be retail.
I believe that in my justification letter, we have when we're dealing with the auto sales or the U-Haul sales, we're talking about 3 to 5 rental units per of these different suites. But we are not limiting it just to U-Haul. That, it could be
enterprise residential. It can have
utility
six, seven,
vehicles,
10 cars
and that
the most.
So all related to vehicles.
Yeah. All vehicles.
All related. The main thing related to service and parts. That's going to be the retail side. It's going to be auto parts. We'll accept. Any fast food that would like to come be in between them. It works perfectly. Or any other small auto accessories, such as people come and buy auto parts and accessories.
We would allow them.
Radios. Detail, things like that. And it's great because the doors will be actually not facing the street. It's going to be facing the interior.
Everything is
nobody's
facing
really
the interior.
Say,
that's
we
what
don't
I was
like
just
going to
ask you. And everything, all the vehicles and everything.
Everything is there. There will be nothing on display. Even in this corner here or in here along Tropicana, it'll all be on the interior.
The property is beautiful, but it's just been tagged now with graffiti all over. It's just getting worse and worse. All the windows are broken.
Yeah.
We're going back there to fix it.
That's what I was concerned about, creating this long 6-foot canvas for graffiti.
Yeah.
And I agree with you as far as a block wall goes and people feed, but by the way I'm reading the planning, staff is recommending a decorative wall. So that definitely doesn't need to be blocked.
It's a prettier wall. It's still a block wall, but instead of using like a pretty smooth,
Hard, it's even more difficult
to clean.
In a matter of a year, we have to keep that thick over all the graffiti.
No, I understand that. We know what the neighborhood is like around here. We know what the graffiti problem is
right
in the neighborhood. So
using a rock iron fence would not be
that. That wouldn't be true.
You know what I mean? Like bars with flags.
The fence would screen from the residential subdivision.
Even when they build the residence, they're going
to
put a block
wall
anyway here. So
right.
We'll have 2 block walls.
No, and I
show
that's
that's going to be a hidden place for people actually.
And it's a little
wide.
No.
Okay.
Right.
Which is
not exactly a little wide.
Well,
I think it's about.
The wash.
Yeah, it's 40, 50 feet wide.
We are offering heavy landscape.
Well, and that's
big
that
trees.
My other question. What are you talking about as far as you mentioned full lunch landscaping?
We have intense landscaping per Title 30, where we're going to have Mondale pines, and they are,
Mondale pines?
Yeah, Mondale pines, and they're at about 30 feet on, I'm sorry, 10 feet on center, so they're touching each other. It'd be a wall of pine trees all across there. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And a lot of beautiful ground cover on the bottom. And we're taking all the way out to that point right there on Tropicana where it turns. That's, so here's, here's what I'm suggesting that we do.
And those pines then will block the eventual.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, yeah.
Doors that
you're gonna
have.
Oh,
they
grow fast.
Yeah. And how long before you're up and running?
How quickly can you give us approval?
6 months from the day we actually get the approval on April 9th.
And actually, as residents of the area,
you want to see.
It's for the screening of these overhead doors.
It's very nice, it just needs to...
Those don't exist,
a lot of damage.
Not all now. We're going to take out the broken ones and put the overhead
doors. There's a lot of damage in there.
But they're
all
facing
the, glass, every
the very back part of the site.
What else you got, Jerry? Go get them.
No, I just had another question. I that you're aware of, especially if you're doing water repairs and so on and so forth, the residue of the oil and all that stuff with the water reclamation department.
And it's not going to be where we have oil being dumped or anything else. There may be oil changes that will be completely contained within the unit itself. There'll be no outside.
We don't build a pit, we don't do any underground thing, none of this is going to be put.
There's no sanitary separate required.
We're not intending to bring any kind of
it. It's not heavy, it's not auto repair, simply auto maintenance. Strictly auto maintenance.
You put a stereo, you put the window lifter, you do battery, or you can do alternator, but won't be anything with the heavy.
No welding, body shop, paint shop, none of that.
No transmission
stuff.
Overall.
Good.
Do you have anything?
I do.
I always wait till last. I let the ladies go first. You know me. That's okay for you.
I do.
But I listen to you guys too and get other ideas.
I have to say that I actually expressed a concern not having the wall in place and then hearing about the pine trees. I know that there are a lot of homeless in that particular area. I would think that having the wall would be more of a deterrent instead of having the homeless come over because having nice soft pine trees that are there and nothing else that's going to deter them in the evenings, they're just going to set up camp underneath. Now, I know I did read that you were going to have security.
We had extensive security system, yes.
Because, I mean, there are people who are camping out in that area already. And so it's, once you come in, where are they going to go? Or when they come in and say, oh, wow, I have shade from pine trees, I have a nice pine nest underneath, it's a cool area. So I have to say that I
really
express
the
concern on
that. And I totally agree with you 100%. I own the property right on Boulder Highway and Desert Inn, and I put a wall behind it. And I advise you, please drive, and you'll see what happened behind the wall. A whole camp, a whole city sleep.
Behind the wall.
They actually use my wall, they use my hall as a camp. And what they do a tent. And the whole thing is graffiti.
I'm
the 4015 East Desert Inn, which is less than half a block from Boulder Heights.
Toward the 95 or toward the other?
Yeah, toward the 95. Exactly.
So it's on the I, not the Lamb side.
Yes, I'm on the I.
It's on the DI side.
It's an automobile service site.
It's on the south side of the street?
It's on the south side of the street.
And what about your wall?
So if you look at the back wall,
on
you
the
will
back
see
side
just
of the
in
wall.
The back of the wall. You'll see. You'll
the
see
back
the
wall
homeless.
As you view it from the eye.
No, when you if you go to the back of it, then when you drive by the residence, that's the exact same scenario. The residents behind me actually view that wall.
When you turn off there by the furniture company and come in
exactly.
behind.
Exactly. Go to the front.
I go through there all the time. I've never noticed a block wall with graffiti.
Okay. No, it's not graffiti.
I just
it's people that are camping along
and
that
there is
wall.
Graffiti.
Okay.
I
misunderstood.
And we
I
do
just
get
received a letter. I mean, 2 weeks ago from the county, and we just sent it out for paint. But if you drive right now past the furniture store, make a left turn, and just look behind my building, and you'll see them there. I take them out, and they go back there, and they use the wall as a shelter.
I got the impression that this wall was just like a stub wall. just a tiny
it's
thing.
It's a 6 foot high wall.
It's a 6 foot high,
it's
okay.
6 foot high, and it runs, is 675 feet long.
Okay.
What and an incredible canvas.
They're
for
asking for the waiver.
Right.
We do not have that, just the pine trees.
Gotcha.
Anything else?
Oh, yes.
All right.
On the block wall, I'm not big on waiving it also, and I'll tell you why, okay? One to me is security. Now, you mentioned security systems and all that. That property, for the first few years, I called the property manager every week, say you got a broken window, hey, you got graffiti, and they would come out and get it cleaned up and so on. So there's already a graffiti problem with regard to the main building. Now you're going to be adding in businesses that are going to be enticing people to perhaps break in, okay, to whoever this is. To me, the block wall would add an immense amount of security if you're not going to have physically have people on site for security.
But
you're
going to
be on the north side of the flood channel.
But we are having people on site for security.
But not 24/7.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I heard security systems is what I heard you say.
No, no, we'll have cameras on site and we'll
first
have
year,
security actually on
we're
site.
Having
not a security monitor, a security guard.
Security
a security guard
okay.
company.
Okay.
And until that we get enough tenants in there, and then they can take it over as a tenant association.
Okay, so business closing in the evening till business opening morning, there would be security
that is correct.
On site.
That's correct.
Okay, what would be the business hours?
Normal
approximately.
Hours to 6 p.m., 6, 7 p.m.
Okay, not open late at night?
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, the only auto part might be open tonight.
Okay.
But that's all up in the corner.
The first couple passes, you were generic about the types of business. Second pass, you mentioned U-Haul. Are
yes.
there name brand businesses you have in place to come in there? Since he mentioned U-Haul,
no,
you got a U-Haul down the highway.
I know.
A couple blocks.
And I understand what you're saying. No, I don't have a tenant yet, but I would like to get the permission to type of business.
Okay, so you don't have any potential.
Not at this point.
No,
occupants at this time.
No, we have one potential.
So you're speculating.
No, we have one potential on the corner right now.
Okay, and that would be what?
A Napa Auto Parts.
Really?
In
yeah.
this area right here.
They up the street and they've done with this building. They up with buildings.
Every Napa store you go to, the closest one is down on Boulder Highway, Cheyenne Auto Parts. I don't understand why you're making a...
No, they up in Tropicana. It's a 50-year-old building.
There's one on Boulder Highway down by the 95. I'm sorry. Okay, why are you not interested in any signage? How are you going to entice business? If there's no signage on Trop and there's no signage on Boulder Highway, how do you get people to come into these businesses?
Well,
if there's no advertisement on the buildings for these potential business owners?
Well, I own about 22 automotive centers here in town. Most of their business has been driven by coupon and direct mail. This is how people come in. You get the mail, smog for $10. You'll find it. That's how they work. When you find a window tinting for $99, you'll find it. When they put a sign on the front of the building, you're not driving and said, oh, it's a window tinting, I'll go do it. Oh, here's a garage, I'll go
so
do it.
You're
going to
give them an address number and a suite number.
Excuse me?
An address number and a suite number.
Yeah.
Okay.
But a sign is definitely, I would like to get in there on that property.
Okay, on the south end there, I'm sorry, on the east end, you mentioned how many bay doors you're going to be putting in?
Total of three.
How many?
Three.
Three. Okay, and that is for vehicles to come in to have.
Right.
You said maintenance, but then I heard you say, well, it's going to be like installing aftermarket equipment like stereos and things like
that.
Maintenance to me is maintenance. Oil changes, things like that.
Accessories and maintenance, no repair is the distinction I was making.
So oil changes and things like that would be part of a business down at the one end.
That is correct.
Correct.
But inside the nothing on the outside.
But it would be like a family-owned business, not a name-brand business.
Well,
out
no,
where
no,
you don't know.
No, it's incorrect. I do have a chain that actually gave me an LOI, but I have no sign.
Well, if you have MAP on one end, that would entice.
Absolutely. I had perfect auto that interested. I had AAA auto that interested, but I have no signed leases. So
how many businesses are possible in that compartmentalization zone?
What? We can...
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Okay. The suites there now, because they're glass on both ends, you can see through them. That you don't intend to change?
That's correct.
Yeah, without the changing
the... Because there is access doors on the Tropicana side.
Yeah.
Where we're not going to
You're implying that the access is all going to be on the parking lot
access
side.
Access is all on the parking lot side. That is correct.
Plus, in order for somebody actually to come from the Tropicana side, he's going to have to park here and go there. I mean, how else he can get there?
But without signage, how are they going to know where to go in and where to park?
Well, every business will have signage.
We'll have signage on the inside.
But that's going to be on the backside.
Yeah, but that, exactly.
No signage at all on Tropicana.
It will be signage on the front of the unit. We'll propose that.
Just to indicate the name of the business?
Of course.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that's like, okay, it's a normal business, and we'll do it according to the law.
Back to the block wall. One of your justifications you said there was the potential of a duplicate block wall on the other side of the channel.
That's correct.
Okay. Last contact I had with the people who own that vacant lot, they were starting to do the excavation and building of the homes when the economy went down. That's been like 12 plus years ago. The last contact I had with them, they said they had absolutely no intent to ever develop the land. That's the land of there. They're in California, but please, it's been so long since I've talked to them, I forgot.
That's why the county said that our intense landscaping and the block wall is not required by Title 30 at this time.
Well, to me, trees are going to cause just as much influence on people coming and camping out as a block wall would, where the block wall or a wrought iron type wall would offer more physical security and more of an effort to get over into the property. You've got a blind side there.
Title 30 does not recognize a wrought iron wall. It's either a block wall or not.
Is that correct? No kind of wall? I apologize.
It's not considered a residential development on actual home.
Okay. All right. Here and here, you also see vehicle rental. Automobile, off-highway vehicles, commercial vehicles, water vehicles. You didn't mention any of that in your presentation. As far as the type of business. Under vehicle rental on the list.
I thought I did.
Watercraft and all that. Yes, I didn't hear that.
I
heard it.
Yeah.
All different kinds.
I said all different kinds, including off-road and
I apologize. Maybe I wasn't listening. I didn't hear the off-road or the watercraft. Now, that's also included in the maintenance or in the type of businesses that would support that?
That would be included in the auto sales and rental, not in the auto maintenance.
Well, I'm glad to see something going in there because it's been an eyesore that we've had to keep on top of to keep it from being a really bad eyesore.
Right.
So anything that goes in there would be good. But
I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's been vacant from day one.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
When you drive around the areas, and unfortunately, due to the economy, we have enough vacancies in retail.
That's when they built that.
If you guys, if we cannot build what we want to build, it's probably going to stay that way for a long time. I do not have in my budget to put $150,000 wall right now, I'll be honest with you. I'll go back out from the deal, and I'm just going to let it go. That's my options. I'm just being straight honest with you guys. And I think it would not add to me no security and nothing else. And it will be look nice enough. And believe me, the last thing is I need is my property to be taxed or the property to be problematic. Because I'm there to keep it and maintain it. And I advise you, please look at my other property and see how we keep it. And it is what it is.
But do you have contracts for all these buildings and all these businesses?
I do have LOIs and I do have conversation and talk about a tenant that's going to move in there, but I couldn't sign anything with anybody else because I don't own it.
Exactly.
But I know that I can get this place built. I know. I'm confident. I just did a build-to-suit to Napa Auto Parts on the northeast side of town, which is on the Craig Road and Simmons, and they just moving in there now. And when I approached them with this site, they agreed to it. They said, yeah, we would love to move in there. Our leases end in 2 months from now. So they're probably going to move into the first 7,000 square feet, which is the first three units.
Mm-hmm.
Right after them, everything's going to fall like a puzzle. I know I can get this place going with if I change actually that things from retail to an auto service.
Well, yeah.
Anybody else on the board?
Till I think of the next thing.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm almost done.
Okay, go ahead, have a seat.
Forgive me, I'm coming back.
You can go ahead and have a seat.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you call him down here?
Yes.
Okay. I think if we approve the waiver on block wall, it should have time limit on it, where they can go back and forth again at a later date when their business are up and running and established, for a reconsideration of adding a block wall there or some sort of a wall.
Makes sense.
I don't see where trees are going to suffice. To me, a row of trees is going to be just as significant as a block wall for people to come camp out under them or around them. You know what they've been doing in that range is for years. Chicks out there because the kids ain't close to school. So I'd be okay with the waiver if you put a time limit on it and to be reviewed again in maybe 12 to 18 months when their business is running. What was the time frame for your business to be up and running?
You don't need a second.
I'll second it.
You don't need a second.
I thought you said.
No,
you
I just said
don't.
No, I need a second.
Oh, there's a motion on the floor. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed?
No.
Who's against? Okay.
The final vote is 3-2. The motion is that we accept the design review with the staff recommendation for the wall in place.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you, Diane. I apologize.
Okay, moving on to the next agenda item. TA-0. 11-17- Nail Loss LLC Text Amendment to amend Chapter 30.44, Table 30.44-1 to modify the conditions for a manager unit for possible action. We have an applicant here.
Hi, good evening, board. I'm Brian Goodell from MP, Festival Plaza Drive. We have the applicant, Nail Loss. This is kind of a unique issue. Nail Loss is actually a project in Spring Valley right now, on the corner of Pineda and West Sunset. What they want to do is expand the project and add managers' units on the property. They already have one. And the second one that they had on the map was being within the other 800 feet of Brooklyn Code. That bridge is not capable of Brooklyn Code. So we are asking to include where should once you put a manager unit on site, you can then actually go in front of, come back in front of the board and planning commission and board of managers request to special use permit to build a larger manor, basically the scale of the property. Build a big unit or a big property project and have a 800 square foot unit, and it goes almost twice the time. So this is just really to allow that to occur and to allow an applicant to apply to that. So I'll ask if any questions from the board or from the
Okay, so this is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none from the public, I'm closing this to the public. I'm now opening this to the board.
I have nothing to say.
I have no questions, but I would like to make a motion for approval.
I have a procedure I have to follow. Any other comments from the comments? Okay. Does anyone like to make a motion?
I would like to make a motion for approval at long-stand guidelines.
There is a motion on the floor to go along with staff recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The motion carries 5-0.
Thank you.
Moving on to general business. Seeing we have none. On to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium as applicable, state your name and address, and please fill your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to send the link of the presentation, this will be done to the chair of the board by a majority vote. Are there any comments by the general public? Please step up. State your name for the record.
Karen Miller, 5472 Wellesley Drive. Here to just report on what the CDAP committee, what our recommendations were a couple weeks ago to go to the county commission.
Okay.
And then I do have a separate item I'd like to address afterwards.
Okay.
So, of course, there's not enough money to go around, so there were some heated discussions, sort of, on different topics. They have their housing and their emergency shelter grants split up into different categories. So the recommendations for non-supportive housing or permanent shelter housing, there's a rehab project for redoing homes in Overton for low to severely low-income senior housing. That was the number one that was ranked. There's a project number two. It's from Coordinated Living. It's over off of Fort Apache. It's also senior housing. Project number three is actually, it's accessible space, and it's for veteran supportive housing. And you've probably seen them on TV just recently with the veteran supportive housing that the township is not in support of that going in there. So the unfortunate thing about that is, if I understand it correctly, if the funds don't go to accessible space because they are in a separate category, then there's $1 million that is lost for low to severely low income housing project to be built in Clark County.
It doesn't go to the
It cannot be moved out of the category according to whatever the government regulations are.
And there was nobody else in that category?
Correct. So if that township decides to persuade powers it be, then the county loses $1 million for low to severely low income housing for priority of veterans. Then there's many other wonderful projects on the list, and of course not everybody recommended. The fourth one is Espinosa Terrace. It is in Henderson that was ranked, and that is also a rehab project. So the first four that were ranked are the four projects that get funding. There's four other projects that were trying to get funding that didn't get any money at all because we ran out of money. They're all worthy projects. They all are low to severe, to severely low income housing for seniors and families and veterans. So. Again, these are just the recommendations to the county. They are the ones that get to make changes or make decisions on what the recommendations are and do their research. The emergency shelter funds, that's a real hardship because there is no money there to be spread around, but they also have two different categories. The rapid rehousing, which is a project that you try and take somebody who's in a shelter and get them back into a home as fast as you can after they get their services in order. You know, they get their driver's license, they get a job, and they get on their feet, and you get them back into a home. So there's three categories in that, and they all got funded. One of them didn't get funded completely, but all of those, one of them is for the Help Southern Nevada, for emergency resources, Salvation Army, Rapid Rehousing for single fathers, and St. Jude's Ranch for children, and that is housing for the homeless youth with families. The next category is for the emergency shelter grants. So you have your Catholic Charities, Family Promise, Help of Southern Nevada, Bridgelink, Safe House, Safe Nest, Salvation Army, and Shade Tree. And they are all emergency shelters for homeless or domestic violence for men and for women and families. So the first one that was on the ranking is the Help of Southern Nevada for the Homeless Youth Center. Second ranking was the Hope Link for domestic shelter for violence victims. The third is Family Promise. It's called the Bridge Home, where they try and keep the family units together. The fourth is Safe Nest for emergency shelter for domestic violence. Fifth is Safe House, same thing for the domestic violence. And actually, the funds got really skimpy at the end for the last four in the categories. Number five, Safe House. Number six was Salvation Army, and number seven was Catholic Charities and their rankings. So the first two were funded fully, the next two were funded partially, and the next four got the remainder of $100,000 split between the four. So everyone got something, and because they do have other resources, that was the mindset of the committee for them to go back to their resources and raise more funds for the emergency shelters. And Jerry was a good part of the CDAP committee this year. We went through the applications together and talked about them, and we actually did our rankings together and came up with the same rankings independently. And when we went together, we came up with the same feelings for the project. So that was good to see. Unfortunately, there isn't anything in our area immediately on either of these projects, but the closest one is going to be the one that got funded is the accessible space or a recommendation for the veterans. Does the committee have any questions for me?
Thank you for going and representing us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And you said you had something else to address as well?
I just have a comment on what was brought up at the last meeting regarding the home. It isn't a home, but has a fence in front of it, has a semi back there. in the mornings, there's always a vehicle parked in the driveway. And I think the dogs, like you said at the last meeting, Jerry, that they are either probably on the leash. Well, they're not on leash anymore.
I saw them notice by the gate
today.
Could you clarify what this location is?
You know, I don't know the exact address.
It's my beginning. I did turn that in.
Okay.
And I turned in the fact that there were semis parked back there. And it looks like the house is next to that lot. It looks like they go together, but they're two separate parcels of their own separately. And I did put in a notification of the pro officer who had that case that there were animals there and that there was a concern that they were either kennel or chained. So they had talked about going and doing a welfare check on the dogs. So maybe that they were at one point chained or kenneled and now they've let them
because
pro went out and told them they couldn't do that. So
well, they're definitely not chained, but now the thing is they can put their nose and part of their body underneath of the fence, and they have tried to put like maybe plywood behind it, but it just falls over. It's not secured. So where you used to be able to walk past the property when you're walking your dog, you cannot, because first of all, I don't want them to be so angry and squeeze underneath the fence that they get stuck. And then second, if they do get underneath of the fence and they're not stuck, they're going to come after whoever's walking out there. So they sound ferocious. They might be pussycats for all I know. But they're scary.
Somebody called animal
they are
control?
Scary. Yeah. I don't know that it's an animal control issue. Because I don't believe they're... Even if
but
they,
if you feel like they could be insecure...
If you feel like they could be like a threat, then you probably
should call it into animal control.
Okay.
And say, you know...
It could possibly be one. It's a really big dog. You can tell by its... pads and its face.
It was a little white dog I saw. I mean,
yeah. So, anyways, so you, the suggestion is to call it a
colony for a troll and just tell the whole story about
okay.
That property has been turned into a potential the dog's being chained or caged and they're not now. Now you're a threat, full of threat. You know, they can't walk past there because they can't get their feet and their nose under the gate. Who knows if they could break through that wood? I've been over there. I see that. They could. I mean, if they're strong enough and big enough dogs, they could potentially break through that wood.
Right.
Yeah.
Call animal control.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
And on that same house,
is there anybody else in the general public? Any comments from the board?
Yes, thank you. On that house, too, who stands visiting now? The people who went there?
Code enforcement.
Code enforcement.
I've turned both of those properties in because when I first went over there, it did look like that was just a part of their backyard, that house that's on the corner of Denning.
Oh, no, yeah.
But it does look like it, and it's not. It's two separate. The house is a separate entity. Or parcel from where the semis are parked. I did notice when I went out there that there was a semi parked in the driveway of that house as well. So that's why I turned it in. So there shouldn't be any commercial vehicles parked in residential neighborhood.
If that's the case,
then
what's the deal with the two trucks down there?
I don't know anything about that, so I can't tell you. Or you can call my office. So both of those parcels were turned in. So they are now in the hands of code enforcement. And it's a very long, drawn-out process, just so you know, because they have to get a hold of the owner. They give the owner so many days. If they don't, then they send a notice of violation. And then they have so many more days to correct the notice of violation. And blah, blah, blah. It can be months. I just wanted to tell the board on the item that you had talked to about Hacienda, the repaving of Hacienda. I talked to Blanca when I went back the next day, and she contacted Tammy, who's told them that you guys were very adamant about the improvements from Nellis to Stephanie, those to be just like this, you had the same improvements from Nellis to Mountain Vista. And her response was that it had been submitted to traffic for an MSW study request. She said on the repaving, yes, we did look at paving Hacienda Nellis to Stephanie with the first phase of the project. And then something about Southwest Gas was coming in, so we were also evaluating what other improvements we should include, which could possibly be adding medians with street lighting, because I guess from Nellis to Stephanie on Hacienda, there is medians and street lighting, is that correct?
No, there's no medians.
Okay. But anyway, they're looking at adding medians with street lighting as one of the possible improvements. And if I could get some input, this is Tammy from the town board, to let them know. Then she says with additional revenues we will receive fuel tax indexing, we anticipate adding this project to our pavement rehab program in the near future. But no definite date. So the section that they're working on is just a patch up.
Temporary patch.
Yes, they're filling in the gully.
Right.
And they're patching it up.
But the project to repave and do some other improvements on that street is on their list to hopefully do in the near future.
Well, I stopped looking at it yesterday because last council meeting I didn't go through that, didn't know they were going to do it. I got out and looked, looks like we're going to really start taking out a lot of asphalt down the center. It's adjacent to where the sinkhole was, but they must have found something else when they got underneath it.